The Ecumenical Miracle Rosary consists of three sets of prayers, with each set meditating on five of Jesus' miracles. The third set is called the Miraculous Appearances. When praying with a group, the devotion is prayed in two parts. I, Dennis, will be praying the leader part, while Coco will be praying the group part. If praying the devotion alone, an individual would pray both parts. I will also be reading the Bible verses to introduce each miracle. Make sure and bring the scripture story to mind, even if you do not read the verse during your prayer time. We begin with the Nicene Creed. Let's put ourselves in the presence of the Lord.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the first miraculous appearance is Jesus becomes incarnate by the Holy Spirit from the Virgin Mary. Luke 1:26-56. In the sixth month, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How can this be, Mary?" asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who is said to be barren, is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." And then the angel left her. At this time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends from those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich empty away. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months, and then returned home. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the second miraculous appearance is the Transfiguration, Matthew 17, 1 through 8. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, who I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said, "don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen, until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else we meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the third miraculous appearance is Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene, Mark 16, 9 through 11. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. when they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the fourth miraculous appearance is Jesus appears to doubting Thomas, John 20, 26 through 31. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the final miraculous appearance is Jesus appears to Paul, Acts 9, 1 through 19. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveled with Saul, stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he couldn't see anything. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man named Tarsus from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And we conclude with the Jesus prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner.